Are you a speech-language pathologist or occupational therapist who is feeling the squeeze of high caseloads and limited support? Wondering if maybe private practice is the answer? Well, let's talk about it. Join me for a free training on May 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we will explore what it really takes to leave the schools and start your own private practice in 2024. We're talking about the ability to have a flexible schedule, choose your own clients, create your own caseload cap, and uncap your earning potential by leaving salary ladders and scales behind so that you can finally earn what you're worth. Join me for a free training on May 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we will explore what it really takes to leave the schools and start your own private practice in 2024. We're talking about the ability to have a flexible schedule, choose your own clients, create your own caseload cap, and uncap your earning potential by leaving salary ladders and scales behind so that you can finally earn what you're worth. Don't just dream about having better work-life balance. Make it your reality by starting your own private practice. To register, just head on over to privatepracticetraining.com right now and sign up, and I'll see you there. Do you ever wish that you could hear directly from regular SLPs or OTs who transformed into successful private practitioners after going through the Start Your Private Practice program? Their words, their experience, and their outcomes from being in the program? Well, now you can. Today's episode is going to introduce you to three amazing Start Your Private Practice student alums: Lexi Pruitt, Claire Powers, and Asha LeRae. All three of these START students came from different backgrounds and had their own unique reasons for starting their private practices. Some had experienced burnout early in their careers, and others wanted more freedom and flexibility in their day-to-day lives for their current or future families. All three of these students had the same fears, doubts, and hesitations that you do, but they decided to go for it. Join the Start Your Private Practice program and create a new future for themselves and their families. And I cannot wait to introduce them to you. So stay tuned. I'm Jenna Castro-Casbon, speech-language pathologist, business coach, and creator of the Start Your Private Practice system. And I'm on a mission to turn stuck SLPs into successful private practitioners. If you're tired of dealing with high productivity requirements, high caseload sizes, and low pay, it's time to take control of your professional, personal, and financial life and finally get the freedom, flexibility, and financial abundance that you deserve by working with private clients in your own practice. Join me here each week as I share tips, best practices, and inspirational interviews on the Private Practice Success Stories podcast. If you're a private practitioner or one in the making, you're in the right place, so let's get started. Hello, bootcampers! I am so excited to be here tonight. We have two amazing guests, so I'm going to let them introduce themselves in a second, but tonight, what we're going to do is I would like you to hear from actual people, right? So clinicians who were, you know, so-called regular clinicians who have now become successful private practitioners. And so, you know, I can tell you tons of stuff about the program and, you know, how we work and who we help and how we help them and all that kind of other stuff. But tonight, I would like you to hear from our students and hear exactly what they have been able to experience, you know, kind of what their backgrounds were like, why they decided to join the program, and what has happened as a result. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you guys introduce yourself, and I'm just going to go in order that I see you guys. So Lexi, would you mind just sharing like your name, your location, and maybe a little bit about when did you start thinking about private practice? And what made you decide to go forward with it?
Yes. So my name is Lexi Pruitt. I am currently located in Houston, but moved here about a year ago from St. Louis, which is where I actually initially started my practice. I started the program back in January of 2021. So it's been a little over 2 years now. Oh, man, a little more than a little over 2 years. And I had kind of just started thinking about starting my own private practice after after COVID, I was seeing so many students that just weren't getting their needs met, either outside of the school setting or even in the school setting, which is where I had worked at the time, just because they weren't able to come into the schools or they weren't able to participate in teletherapy. And that really made me see a need. And then I had always worked jobs on the side of my school job. So it was like, why am I not using my talents in education for extra income anyway? And so I was like, maybe just one or two clients. And then I got thinking, like, I really need to make sure I'm doing this legally and ethically. And that's when I was like, oh man, I need to get all the steps in a row and know exactly when to go forward things and how to go forward things. And I knew I didn't have the time to just research that all on my own, in addition to my full-time job at the school.
I love that. And like, that is such a familiar story, right? With people who are excited about the profession, they want to help more people. Yes, they'd like to make a little bit of extra money to, you know, help themselves and their families too, but they've never done this before, right? And they're worried, you know, SLPs and OTs are the type of people who like to, you know, dot their I's and cross their T's and want everything to be on the up and up. And so I love that you are able to do that and that we our paths crossed, right? And so crazy. Like, yeah, that's like almost 3 years ago.
So crazy to think that it's been that long.
Okay. So I want to, now we're going to keep going. So I'm going to now let Claire introduce herself. So Claire, same kind of thing. So like your name, your location, a little bit about why you decided to move forward with private practice.
Absolutely. My name is Claire Powers. I'm a bilingual speech language pathologist located in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And my private practice is called Authentically You Speech Therapy. We were just talking before we started the call. I joined the START program a year ago today, so October 2nd, 2022. And I actually just had a conversation with my full-time employer today about moving to part-time and then setting the date for going full-time in my private practice. So I'm a great example of how a lot can happen even quicker than you think. I had no idea it was going to be a year from when I started to now going full time in private practice. I am a young clinician, so I only have 3 years of experience. But you know, unfortunately, I've been through some burnout in my 3 years, and I worked for a couple different companies and seen what I've not liked, what I like, and some things that I'm taking with me, things that I'm definitely not going to do in my own practice. And so I have just loved being a part of the programs. Jenna has created such a welcoming and supportive environment with both of her programs, the START and Grow Your Private Practice program that I'm also a part of. And so it's just amazing to be a part of a community of like-minded entrepreneurs who are not going to put up with burnout. And we love these careers that we're in, and we want to serve these families in the way that they deserve. And we shouldn't have to sacrifice our financial stability and our love for the field in doing so. So I just want to encourage everyone to bet on yourself. And it's so possible. It's so possible to do all that you want to do and receive the financial stability that you deserve.
Totally. And in 1 year. Like, yeah. I literally can't believe that the universe made this whole thing happen 1 year later.
It is. I can't believe it. I'm pinching myself. It's wild.
I love it. And I love what you said, too, just about like, well, I don't love that you've had burnout, right? But I love that you have found a solution to move through and away from burnout to be able to work with the kind of clients that you are excited to work with. And be able to like set your own schedule and your own salary and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
I love it. Okay, awesome. Okay, let's keep going. So Asha, welcome. Asha is an OT. So Asha, can you please share again your name, your location, and a little bit about how and why you started thinking about private practice?
Sure. Hi, everyone. I'm Asha. I'm an OT and now the owner of Inclusive OT. I am located in the Boston area. And I went through START in spring of 2022, so just a year and almost a half ago. And have always followed Jenna and, you know, just realized that, you know, there's a lack of private OTs in my area. So you either go to a huge clinic, and that means like a good 3 to 4 hour venture for families, or you don't get service. So I started with a few clients on the side, just like previous students that I'd worked with. And so I think I had about two clients for about a year. And then I started building as word of mouth was happening and I was more interested in going private. I was working in a big district and then switched in 2022-2023 to a smaller district, but I still felt like, oh man, like the schools, you are kind of pigeonholed into one area of therapy, of OT, and I was very burnt out from being in a big school system and going to the smaller district. I loved it, but I also still felt the effects of burnout and just really like feeling that entrepreneurial like fire inside of me, like just do it yourself. And people kept asking me, you know, oh, do you see kids on the side and whatnot? And it kind of grew and I gave myself a challenge last summer or this past summer, a few months ago, actually in June. If I could fill my caseload by July, then I wouldn't have to do the school, like summer school program. And so I gave myself that challenge and it worked. And then the next step was, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with all these referrals? Can I go back full time to the district or should I just do this or try, you know, really like feet to the fire, go full time? And I happened to come across a speech therapist who was looking for a collaboration situation with an OT. And so I then got connected with her and she was like, hey, would you like to sublease? I also have a, you know, handful of families who already come to the clinic who are looking for OT services. So it was kind of like, I couldn't ignore the amazing opportunity that presented itself to me, you know, and yes, that was like one, oh my gosh, it was like an overnight moment, but it was years in the making. And so I'm about a month in to having the clinic and the full-time caseload. And I like, I'm so grateful every day I wake up. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm my own boss. Oh, I have to figure out all these systems, but it's okay. I have, you know, Jenna and the community to help me and any questions I have like are always answered. And it's nice to have a like-minded community of people who are doing the same thing. Because sometimes you can't really talk to your family and friends about business or, you know, things you want to do in this, like in this way of doing therapy. It's like, very different from how I grew up and what my family does and things like that. So it's just like, it's really nice to have a community where you can just like talk about the things and ask questions and get them answered. So having looked back, some days I'm like, oh my gosh, what did I do? But then I'm like, nope, the next second it switches back to, oh, well, yes, I know why I did this. It's just really nice to have the freedom and flexibility.
So I love it.
Well, and I'm just so proud of you. Like, so Asha and I know each other in real life too. I'm actually going to visit your clinic on Wednesday, which I am pumped about. But one of the things that I think is really cool, and a lot of our students do this, is they do challenge themselves. They'll say, okay, if I can get this number of clients by this date, then I'm going to do this. Then I can resign. Then I can do this or whatever. So, and the cool thing is a lot of people like don't just meet those milestones. They actually like do them in advance, like faster than they think. Right. And so it's just so powerful. Like once you're in motion, like stuff happens. Right. So I'm going to go back to Lexi for a second. You were in one city and you recently moved, right? So can you talk to anyone who might be kind of watching this to think like, wow, that's kind of interesting. Like, how did you do that? And like, how's that working out for you?
Yeah. So I was living in St. Louis with, well, my now husband, and I had started the program just to have a few clients on the side. I continued that for an entire school year. And during that school year, we got engaged. We were set to be married and we decided we wanted to move to be closer to family in Houston. And that was when I was like, okay, do I try to find a job in Houston? Do I start my private practice there? Do I just stop completely? And I made the challenge for myself of if I can get a full caseload in St. Louis before I leave for Houston, I was just going to start it all over and again, put my feet to the fire and go for it. So the program really helped me with starting it in St. Louis. But then whenever I moved to Houston, I was able to start it all back over using the same process. And I had all of the information, which was really helpful. Obviously, to do it again was a little like nerve-wracking, but it was so nice to have those resources. But then I also kind of already knew what to do. It was also really nice because things that worked for me in St. Louis to get new clients weren't working for me initially in Houston. So I, again, could go back to those resources and look, okay, what were some other recommendations that were in that group or in that, in the program itself, or what I could use the resources from the group itself to say, okay, I'm in a new city, a much larger city. How do I go about this? So I was really thankful to have those different resources at my exposure there.
Yeah. Well, and people say that all the time, right? To be able to go back through the material again, right? So that's why we give unlimited access to the program, is because stuff happens, right? Sometimes people move, right? And you have to like kind of restart. Sometimes people have babies, or they get married, or they are caring for a loved one, or like any number of things can happen. And so sometimes people join with like the best of intentions to like get underway, but then life happens, right? And so it's really nice for people to be able to go back through the material. And Lexi, I love what you said also about revisiting the marketing modules and whatnot, because, you know, different geographical areas are different, right? And so learning how to market for your specific area is awesome and is very important, and it's work. So what would you tell, actually, I'm going to come back to that question. I'm going to move back to Claire. Okay, Claire, can you tell us a little bit about kind of like how you got some of your first clients in your area?
Sure. So I started, like I said, in October. I opened the doors kind of quietly at first, just posting on Instagram, things like that. And then I actually decided to go ahead and do Google Ads right off the bat. I was like, you know what? I really want to just get a jump start on this. And so I did Google Ads, and I got my first several clients. I got my first client at the end of January of 2023, and they started rolling in, you know, a couple a month, couple the next month. So that was really how I first got my first few clients. And then I actually, so I'm licensed in Arizona. I went to grad school there. And so I am also a vendor with a scholarship in Arizona through the state of Arizona. And so it's a homeschool. It's generated, it's geared towards homeschool families. And so word of mouth with homeschool families in Arizona, that has been really worthwhile for me, getting reviews. So they just started trickling in, and, you know, just giving good therapy and just building those relationships allow you to market yourself in that way. And I've stayed private pay for the time being, and that has worked for me. I'm toying with the idea of jumping into insurance, but I want to make sure I do it right. So I'm kind of just playing it by ear, seeing how we go, and, you know, jumping in full time. That is something to consider, just with the stability of income. And I actually recently got a school contract as well. So I'll be doing bilingual evaluations for a local district here, and then also looking at a part-time position with the school as well. So definitely, I feel like it's 0 to 100, you know. I just had those first few clients, and now I'm expanding my income sources, and it's just full steam ahead.
I love that. And when's the last date your job?
So last day at my job as of now is December 4th. So I'm going to be part-time. I'm supervising a clinical fellow currently, and then kind of just phasing out. So
I love that plan. And that's what I teach people to do, is like to ramp up your private practice and then like ramp down your, you know, regular day jobs, so that you still have that stability. You still have income coming in. But like as your practice grows, like you then start to see that when you do the math, that sometimes you're like literally losing out on money by going to work.
And that's exactly what my conversation was today with my full-time position. I'm like, hey, you know what? I actually didn't expect to grow this quickly, but these are opportunities I just can't afford to say no to. So
that's right. I love that. And kudos to you for, I mean, again, this is just water, but cheers. And again, it's just like so cool to see what can happen over the course of a year, right? I'm so proud of you, Claire. So proud of you.
Thank you, Jenna.
I love it. Well, and also, like, I don't know how many people either watching now or watching the replay are also bilingual, But can you talk a little bit about like how being bilingual has impacted you as a private practitioner?
Oh my gosh, it's incredible the need there is if you just reach out. I literally just emailed a few schools and they came back to me and they're like, yes, yes, we need your services. So just reach out and just consider the strategies and things that you already bring to the table, everything that you bring to the table, all of those skills that are so, so needed. Use those and use them to your benefit for marketing, connecting, networking. It has opened doors for me. So
I love that. Well, in any like underserved populations, like they need us, right? Like there isn't enough providers, period, right? But definitely for any kind of underserved populations, like we are in such great need. So people who are watching, like, please, like, you know, find your courage and do this, because there are, you know, kids and adults all over the U.S. and even abroad, right, who are going without services, stuck on wait lists, and are desperately waiting for you to get this practice going, right? Okay, my next question for Asha. Asha, you're a parent, right? Can you talk a little bit about, like, the flexibility and how, you know, how private practice has changed it, like, for your family, I guess?
Sure. Well, thanks for asking that perfect question, because I'm sure maybe some of you saw my son walk behind me during Zoom, still trying to get used to the fact that if I'm on the computer, I'm working, not just hanging out. So, the flexibility has just been amazing. I've got three teenagers, and it's basically allowed me to, like, you know, really tap into my favorite thing, chauffeuring, but in a much, much more relaxed way. Instead of rushing around, I feel like it's just part of my day. And that has, for me, just been absolutely amazing. You know, like, there's no, like, I feel like I used to sit in traffic going to work. I have to get there at 8. And it was like the mornings were stressful, the afternoons were stressful. And now it's just like, it just brought the stress level down so much, just because I worked it into my schedule. And so now it's just part of my day, and it's just, it's been so, so much better. I have a daughter who has some special healthcare needs, and even her appointments used to, you know, stress me out. Just, oh, I have to take this day off. Oh, I have to take half a day off. Oh, it ended up like taking so much time. I had to take the whole day. Like, it was always this like stress. And now I just make the appointments and I'm like, sorry, this is what I got to do. I reschedule the sessions, and it's just like so much better. Every day. Oh, how did I ever do this before? So, yeah.
Well, and I think about that too, right? Because I have kids too, right? So, like, being able to, like, again, do the doctor's appointments or, like, go to the school events or that kind of thing. Like, you just, like, reschedule clients.
Yeah.
Or you don't book people that day. If you want to, you know, go to a yoga class on Friday mornings or whatever, you just don't put a session there, right? So, one of my questions, I want to keep going with Asha for just a second. So, you were a school-based OT. Can you talk about what are some of the things that, like, you weren't able to do with clients in the school, like the kids on your caseload, that now you're like, oh my gosh, now that I'm doing this on my own, I'm able to do these things?
Yeah. Oh, this is actually a great question. And the more I am working on my own, or, you know, in my own private practice, the more I'm realizing that I can actually be, like, neurodivergent affirming and just following the family's lead of what they see that as it, what's important for their kids, and really, like, actually collaborating with the families of, like, the goals and what's important to them, their value system, like, everything. And I feel like in school, it was just this very narrow, I loved it. I mean, I obviously stayed for 20 years in different schools, but it was a very specific set of therapy, or, you know, like, things that we worked on, where this is more, like, flexible, so we can actually tap into what's important to the families. And the other part is actually working with the families and really coming up with some great, like, home situations. And, you know, part of OT is, like, sensory and things like that, and I'm very functional when it comes to those things. In terms of, you know, what can help the families and help the kids during their days. And it's just, I really enjoy working very much more like closely with the families, like, oh, this equipment would be great for you. Okay, let's try it first, instead of just like blindly saying like, here's a list of things that you could do. It's more like trying it, and it's just a closer approach with the families. I like absolutely love it. So
I love that. Yeah, I think that's one of the things too, that a lot of clinicians miss, right? Especially those who have been in schools. Like if you do EI, like you're kind of used to being with families, right? That's part of the deal. But if you're in other settings, like a lot of times people do really miss that. And so I'm really excited for you that you've been able to get back to that, because I know that you're a very functional OT and you want to be able to be functional, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Lexi. Who are your favorite clients to work with? What kind of clients do you work with through your practice?
Oh, goodness. So right now, I didn't realize how much I would love working with like toddlers, like true like 16 to 24 months. I was always working with 3 to 5 year olds in the school. Luckily, I fell into that and it became my favorite thing to do. But there were definitely times where the school was like, oh, we kind of need you to pick up this third grade classroom, or we need you to go over to this junior high for just a day. And that really took its toll on me. So I loved in my own private practice getting to set my clients. Also, through having my own private practice, I was able to take the meaningful speech Gestalt language processing course. And so now I'm trained in NLA. And I've always worked with children who displayed echolalia, and taking that course just completely opened my eyes to all of the possibilities that I know would have been challenging to work through with clients in the school or students in the school setting. So now I also have that capacity in my private practice to say I'll work with GLP or NLA children up to a certain age. Otherwise, I'm sticking with this age range. And that's really just all I have to do, but I will gladly give you referrals to other therapists who will see your child. And that's been just so nice to set those boundaries for myself.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Well, and that's one of the cool things about this profession, right? Is like you can work with certain age groups and then discover a love of, you know, another age group or another, you know, diagnosis or whatever. But then in your private practice, like you literally get to choose what types of clients you work with. And like, that's not the case in most settings. All of a sudden they're, you know, putting people on your caseload and you're like, oh my gosh, like, I don't feel confident with that person or that case or whatever, but like, doesn't matter. You got to see, right?
It's also been nice because lately I found that I'm not a good mesh for a certain, like one specific client and their family in the way that they approach the speech therapy world. And that's okay. And again, I can refer you to somebody who's a better fit, as we're in the schools. I could have never just been like, not my cup of tea, sorry. So that's been really empowering as well.
Yeah, I love that. Have you gotten referrals from the Meaningful Speech Directory yet?
Oh, yeah. Just a few. I think I might be the only GLP certified speech therapist that lists their address in Houston, which Houston is the 4th largest city in the country. So there's a lot of clients that are in need. And unfortunately, I can't see all of them, obviously, but it's definitely brought in a lot of clients for me.
Yeah, I love that. So that's, so listeners, watchers, you know, however you're consuming this information, like, think about that. Like, things like all of these CEU programs, like SLPs and OTs are, like, borderline addicted to continuing education, which is great, right? Because we want to be fantastic clinicians. But sometimes you take some of these programs and, like, you can't even use them in your setting, right? Like, I remember taking, like, the Lee Silverman voice therapy program, like, a long time ago. I mean, so excited about it. I'm an adult person. I couldn't wait to work with, you know, people with Parkinson's and everything else. And I went to the conference and I learned all this stuff. And then I got back to the hospital and they're like, yeah, you can't do that here. Like, you can't do 4 days a week treatment with the clients. And I was so bummed. I was like, but I just learned about this great thing. Right. And so, like, that's one of the reasons why when I started my practice, like, I was then able to offer that, because it worked, right? And so getting your name, if you've done any of these advanced certification programs,
like probably before you didn't even think to list yourself on the website because you were just working at like a school, right? Or a hospital or whatever. But now that you have a private practice, it can be a really great way to get clients.
I love it. Lexi's like, oh yeah.
Hi there, Jenna Castor-Casbon here, and I hope that you're loving the episode so far. Chances are you've been listening to this podcast for a while and soaking up a ton of information from myself and our guests, and it's time to make the shift from dreaming to doing and go from inspiration to implementation. Successful private practices don't build themselves. At The Independent Clinician, we help regular SLPs and OTs become successful private practitioners using our proven systems. No more guessing, no more Googling, no more sleepless nights stressing about legalities. We can help you just like we've helped the guests featured on this show. They didn't guess or stress their way through private practice. Instead, they got step-by-step help along the way, and we're excited to help you too. If you need help to get set up and started with private clients on the side, the Start Your Private Practice program is perfect for you. If you've already started and you want to transition into full-time private practice and be successful once you're there, the Grow Your Private Practice program is your next step. To learn more about our programs, go to independentclinician.com. Now back to the episode.
Claire, can you tell everyone, I know that you mentioned, you know, being bilingual and everything else, but can you tell everyone like what kinds of clients do you like to work with and kind of just like what kind of therapy do you like to do?
Yeah, so Kasi is Lexi. I love Gestalt language processing. I love working with autistic kids, especially I never learned about Gestalt language processing in grad school. And so now realizing how much that's completely changed my practice, it's just incredible. AAC, that's also been something that I've developed a passion for. I'm actually working with a client in Arizona who is, we're doing virtual teletherapy with AAC and parent coaching. And I'm actually working with an ABA team providing neurodiversity affirming, you know, suggestions for their practice, which that has been very worthwhile for me and fulfilling to, you know, teach some other, you know, professions about the power of neurodiversity affirming therapy, child-led play, following their interests. Modeling with AAC, you know, not using hand over hand, really just teaching them in the way that will benefit them the most with their communication. And that has been so, so worthwhile. I really just love meeting children where they're at and just following what they love and what the family, what's important to the family. And I chose authentically use speech therapy. That really just means showing up as your authentic self, the family, the client, and myself, just showing up how I do therapy and not being afraid to say, hey, this is what I offer, this is what I'm good at, and this is what I can provide you guys as a family, as you know, as a therapist, this is what I provide. And I love just forming those relationships with families. And, you know, I think we get used to the medical model of therapy and seeing back-to-back patients, and it's just a number and it's all about the bottom line. But I'm saying no to that. And it's so much more fulfilling to have those quality sessions, quality over quantity. That is my new mantra. And it has served me so much. And I'm just looking so forward to the future when that is all I will be doing, is just forming those quality relationships and giving quality therapy.
Yes. Okay. And I see lots of people in the comments are like, yes, Claire, great Claire. One of the things when you were saying the whole quality over quantity, it made me think of, you know, a lot of times, and again, I come from a hospital background, like there wasn't quantity or quality, honestly, like not because I didn't try, but just there's so many limitations, right? And I think that that's what I'm hearing so much of, particularly this bootcamp, is that people are just feeling ineffective. People are working as hard as they can, but they just feel like they're kind of on this like treadmill, and no matter they're trying to change the system, they're trying to make things better for their clients or, you know, their kids, their patients, whoever it is on their caseload, but they feel like they're banging their head against the wall and nothing is happening, right? So people are burned out and they're looking for something new. And, you know, some people are even thinking about leaving the profession, right? They're like, this is my last ditch effort, Jenna. And I can't tell you how many people have joined these programs. And listen, listeners, this is not a promise, right? But I will tell you anecdotally, a lot of people are like, this was a last ditch effort and it worked. I now love the profession again. Now you've saved my career. Now, you know, everything else. So I love that. Okay, Kurt, can I stick with you for 1 second? Can you tell our listeners / viewers, in what ways has being in private practice like changed your life in like a day-to-day kind of a way?
I think it kind of going along with what you were saying, it has renewed my passion for this career, and just the possibilities are endless. And I think for me personally, I always thought that I was going to work at a clinic forever and have this family at the clinic and, you know, see all these back-to-back patients, and that's just how it is. And I just kept thinking, why do I have this desire and this dream for something else? Everyone else is happy. Why am I feeling this way? And so Jenna, at our, you know, our coaching call for the Grow program, we came to the realization, then you helped me with this, that not everyone wants to be a CEO. Not everyone has these aspirations. Some people are completely fine with working a 9-to-5, you know, team-based clinic setting job, and that's okay. So I think just recognizing that and understanding, like, it's okay. If you have these CEO goals, do it. You can do it. And I think for me, that's enriched my life in a way that I can't even describe. I have so much more confidence. As I said, I'm like 3 years in and I feel like I could take on the world. There's nothing I can't do. And that's such a powerful feeling. So confidence and just the opportunities are just endless.
I love it. And y'all, like, think of Claire's energy, right? And like your heart and like your exuberance. Like, I love your vibe. Like, what if she left the field, right? Like, what if you can't let that spark go, right? Like, we need you. This profession needs you. Your clients need you. So I'm so happy that you've, you know, found the spark again, and like you're serving all kinds of people who really need you. And I love that. Let me go back to Lexi. I'm now going out of order. Lexi, can you share something about you? In what ways has private practice changed your life on kind of like a daily basis?
Oh, gosh. On a daily basis, I feel like I have the time and flexibility to do the things that I want to do, as opposed to, I've only ever worked in the schools, and at the school it was very much 8:05 to 3:05, and you're there and you have to be dedicated to that time. And we all know the schools that I was doing so much work outside of my contract time. That now I just feel like Jenna said, if I want to do my morning workouts from 7 to 8, I'm not going to start seeing clients till 8:30. Or if I want to set my Friday afternoons to be a time, currently I have my Friday afternoon set to be a time where I work on growing my business, but also a time whenever I'm actually meeting up with other speech therapists in Houston to just collaborate and brainstorm and get that connection. And I would have never thought that I would have left the school, because I loved that family that I had there too. But now it's just nice because I can set my schedule to make my own little family.
Yes. Yes. I love it. I love it.
Speaking of which, my business name is Leading Little Language, and I love to connect if anybody wants to find me and meet up, especially if you're in the Texas area.
I love it. And like, that's the thing, is like some that flexibility and being able to go to the gym, right? Like, how many people are, I can be guilty of this too sometimes, but like, if you don't prioritize things and you don't have time for it, then it just doesn't happen, right? So it's like, you just got to build it into your schedule and make it happen. And like, being able to have Fridays off, have that CEO time, but also time, you know, for networking, connections, and whatever. And let me just say that the Texas people, like, you guys are unstoppable. I don't know if there's any other Texans watching or listening, but you guys have like a pretty cool network that you're like referring to each other and stuff, right?
I'm finding it, because I've actually gotten a lot of referrals from other speech therapists that I'd never met, but it was one speech therapist gave my name to like 3 other ones because they all had wait lists and they knew I didn't, which was great. But yeah, it's a tribe for sure.
Yeah. But that's the thing, is like, sometimes people get nervous about like, oh, what if there's other competitors? Like, what if there's other practices and whatever? And like, you guys know that I teach the old way and the new way, right? Part of the old way is that like competitive mindset where you're like, gotta like get all the clients for yourself and like not share.
But the new way to do it is to like refer to other people, right? And like, you know, someone does feeding and maybe Lexi does or doesn't do feeding, like they go come to her or go someplace else, right? So it's nice, or like time schedules. Sometimes people are full in the afternoon. And so, but maybe Lexi isn't, right? And so like people want to make sure that their clients are being seen and not stuck on these wait lists. Like to me, wait lists are awful, awful. Why would you keep a person who needs therapy waiting around if there's other options, right? And so again, anyone watching or listening, you have the opportunity to start a practice to get those people off wait lists and get them having services, and connecting with other therapists in your area is huge. And Asha, I'm going to go back to you now, but like, that's literally how Asha has built her practice, right? So I do want you to talk about some day-to-day like ways that this has changed you, but just like two practices you said earlier basically filled your entire caseload. And that's because of getting to know people and developing those relationships.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, the relationships are so valuable. It's like gold, really, you know, and it's just even just talking to people about what you do. It sounds so like basic, right? And really, I did one Facebook post and it just went crazy. And then it was also talking to other clinics in the area. It wasn't about the doctor's offices. It wasn't about like I talked to doctor's offices, like my kids' doctor's offices. And it was like, oh, great. Congratulations. And then it was the Facebook posts and then talking to other clinicians. And that's really how it grew. And it has not stopped. So it's been really fun, though, because it's like in schools, like everyone was saying, it's very like black and white, like 8:05 to 3:05, I think you said. And that's exactly what it is, you know, and like I had so many great people that I worked with. It's more just now, you know, forging my own way and creating different relationships. And it's just been so fun.
I love it. Okay. Can you now share like what's a day-to-day thing that has changed because of your private practice? You mentioned the chauffeuring and everything else, but is there anything else that has changed your life because I'm doing this?
Yeah, it's actually given me space to take care of myself. And I think, you know, when you're in that grind of like going to work and coming home and having, you know, the kids and all this, like no flexibility whatsoever except for vacations, it's like you go, 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 go and crash. And now I'm not go, go, going and crashing. I'm more like sustaining myself every day. So creating different routines that are more healthy or healthier for myself and just, you know, going outside for a walk. I love, love, love being outside. And that was one of my like main points of being on my own and doing private practice. I'm like, I can go for a walk every single day. And the only reason why I actually agreed to go and sublease this clinic is it's because it's right next to a humongous park. And in Boston, that's kind of rare. So I was like, yeah, absolutely. I can literally go to the park and do outside sessions. There's a huge, amazing playground right there. And I go for walks. So just having that flexibility has been awesome. But that day-to-day reminder is what keeps me going, that I can do those things that are important and healthy for me so that I can give to my clients, you know?
Yeah. Well, because that's how you're going to stay in the profession, right? Like that's the thing that's so important. Like I say that all the time about burnout, right? The burnout is just like the number one threat for all of us staying in this profession, right? And so I'm so happy that you've been able to do that. And yet to go on a walk, especially like today was beautiful, right? Today was gorgeous. And yes, you know, we live in the Northeast, you know, winter is coming, whatever, but like it just feels when it's the fall and it's fantastic to get out for a walk is like literally the best. I love it. I love it. Okay. So Claire, for anyone, now you've been at this for a year, right? You literally joined this program 1 year ago. For anyone who has been watching, who's been thinking about joining the program, thinking about private practice, but haven't moved forward yet, what would you say to someone, again, who's like been considering the program, considering private practice, but is still kind of on the fence?
I would just say take a chance on yourself and know that you can do it. Like, I know this is cliche to say, but if I can do it, anyone can do it. Because like Jenna was saying, like, I'm just a normal, you know, therapist. Like I said, I thought I was going to work for someone else for my whole career. And something changed in me going through these burnout phases multiple times. And I just decided to say, hey, I'm not going to put up with this anymore. And I actually had a supervisor tell me that, well, you know, you're a therapist, so you either choose money or, you know, you're not going to make money in this field. Essentially, that's what she told me. And so just avoiding, don't have a small mindset. Like, that's not true. I'm actually going to be making quite a significant amount more than what I was making, you know, working 5 days a week. And you don't have to work until burnout to make a sustainable income. So I would just really encourage anyone that's slightly interested, if you have that little scene even from tonight, just hearing us talk, really just consider what you want and consider, you know, the future. What do you need and what do you desire in this career that also benefits you personally and financially? Because you don't have to pick between the two.
Mic drop.
Totally agree. Yeah, there's this like martyrdom thing that like we're sort of, and I've heard that all the time, like, you know, we don't go into this, you know, for the money, but like, the truth is that people have expenses, people have bills, people have student loans, mortgages, weddings, like all this other stuff. And like, if you're, and the problem with all with OT and speech is like, we're not the kind of careers like that there's this big ladder to kind of move up. We get these really incremental salary increases and some years don't get anything, right? But like, if you want to expand your income so that you can actually like make significantly more in less time, this is the best way to do it, right? And so totally agree. And you know, I can tell people that till I'm blue in the face, but when you guys say it, then you know, hopefully it sinks in a little bit more. Lexi, what would you tell anyone who's like been thinking about joining the START program, thinking about private practice, but is like kind of been hesitating and is still on the fence? What would you say to them?
I would say I've been there. And to ignore that voice and to give it a shot. Honestly, like it took people in my life pushing me, saying that we, specifically my husband, we talked about these dreams of what our future wanted to look like. And I just thought that I was at the school and that's what I was supposed to do. And what if it doesn't work? And what if I do it? How can I leave this steady job? And it just, once I started, it just made so much sense. And now I don't know what took me so long to try. And honestly, he said it to me, and especially once we moved to Houston and I was going to give it a go full time, the worst that could happen is that I just go get another job. There's plenty of them out there. As I'm sure all of you know, there is a huge demand for speech therapists right now. I'm starting the process of even trying to hire a speech therapist to add to my team. So there's jobs, and that's always a possibility to go back to. And I think just starting on the side is the perfect way to just test out if you even enjoy it and if you feel like it would be worth your while, either part-time or full-time, because it doesn't have to be one or the other.
Totally. You start off part-time, and then if you grow, you grow. If not, you keep it on the side, right? You can either use this to supplement your income or replace and surpass your income, whatever you want to do.
Yes, right. I was so scared of losing those incremental salary raises that you talked about, Jenna. And then by starting my own private practice, I just a few weeks ago have made it to where I will now be making well over what I would have at the school this year. And I worked at a very well-off school district, so that says something, and I'm working half the time.
Mic drop number two, right? But that's awesome, Lexi. Like, I am so excited for you. And I love how you said, you know, I don't know why it took this long, right? And a lot of times it is like spouses that are pushing people, or not pushing, but like nudging, right? Like, hey, honey, like, you complain about your job all the time. You're really good at what you do. Like, why don't you go try this on your own? And it's often the therapist who like kind of is the one who holds back, right? And is like, I don't know if I can do it or whatever. But like, there's so many people in
all of your lives who think that you're awesome, like just listen to them, right? Listen to them and listen to their voices of support. And, you know, it's going to work. I love it. I love it. All right, Asha, what would you say to people who are on the fence about the START program and or private practice?
Yeah, absolutely. So I definitely agree with the whole like making more in working less. It's true. And I think the thing I would tell people who are on the fence is do the math. And it's really, you can psych yourself out 1,000 times by doing the math and looking at it and being like, no, really? No, really? Because I did it. I did it for a long time. And it really does get to a point where you're costing yourself money by going to a job. And that's kind of where I, you know, I did the challenge of the summer school. Can I replace my income, right? And for the summer and then for the school year. And I am already, it's October, like first thing of October, but yeah, I'm already making more than I would have at the school. And the other thing that kind of like made me take the leap was it was more, you know, my wife was like, I've never seen you happier. Like, what? You can't go back. I'm like, I never want to go back in the building because I was just so happy, like being like basically rejuvenated in this new role of, oh, I can do what I like to do and be the therapist I want to be and just be myself and be human and without constraint. And that is very, very freeing. So if you're on the fence and you're feeling like, oh, like you have so many rules and you bureaucracy around you and you just want to like be yourself and have a human aspect to providing therapy for other people who are just trying to be human, go for it. Because like someone else said, like you can always go get a job if you need it, but try it and see.
Yes, absolutely.
Just do it.
Yeah. Because you can't know if this is going to work for you with just sitting on the sidelines, right? Or just like hanging around in, you know, my Facebook group or, you know, whatever else. Like I teach people to start small, dip your toe in, right? For being the private practice lady, I don't teach people how to leap or jump into anything. It's like, let's take baby steps, let's test the waters and make it happen in a way that works, you know, for you, right? I'm not sure if there's any OTs watching or listening, but I just wanted to thank Asha too. Asha is the OT who went through the whole START program and made sure that it was OTized so that, you know, when we completely upgraded, you know, refilmed everything in the course, Asha's the one that made sure that it was great for OTs. So I just wanted to publicly thank you for that.
You're welcome. And I'm really proud of us for making up a word, OTIs.
OTIs. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So first of all, thank you all for being here, like to, you know, give up your time. I know you're all busy, although I'm glad that you're a little less busy with your, you know, private practice lives. But just thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing your stories with our students, your wisdom. It looks like there's several OTs in the comments that are really happy to have you here, Asha. This program works. It works well and it works quickly. And we're very proud of it. Like tonight, you met three of our graduates. We've had 2,800 plus people come through this program. And the people who join the program are just like these three. They're kind, they're smart, they're excited, but they're also burned out. And they're also kind of like, well, they're not burned out anymore, but they were burned out. And they were looking for more in their life, for more flexibility, more freedom to be the kind of therapist that they wanted to be, more financial stability for themselves and for their family. And I'm just so happy that our paths crossed and that you guys joined the program and we were able to make all of these amazing things that you guys have heard tonight come true for these amazing individuals. So thank you all for being on and sharing your stories. Boot campers, we have one more giveaway. This is our last giveaway. Tonight, we're giving away the new client onboarding kit to two people who are on. Here's how this is going to work. I want you to type in the comments your name. The reason why is because we're doing this on StreamYard, and StreamYard just says Facebook user. So in order to participate in the drawing, I actually need you to type your name in the comments so that we can pick a winner, okay? So type your name in there. We're going to give about 1 minute or so for people to write your names in. But again, thank you all for being here. Tomorrow night is the last official night of boot camp. So at 8 o'clock Eastern time, I'm going to come on and do like a last minute Q&A session where if anyone has any remaining questions about the program, about private practice, about anything, you'll be able to ask those tomorrow night. Then at 9 o'clock, the boot camp group is actually going to shut down. And we're going to do a new student welcome party in the private Facebook group for the students. So that is so much fun. Like, I get champagne. Wait, where's my champagne glass? It's empty for now, but tomorrow night it's going to have some champagne in there. So I drink some champagne. We do some toasts. Like, it's a really fun time. But I just want everyone to get started off on the right foot. And the best way to do that is to celebrate y'all making this big decision. So enrollment is still open for anyone who hasn't yet joined. I know we have got several people who are on tonight and who've already joined us, which is awesome. Cheers to you guys. Your names are up on the board. But anyone who hasn't joined yet, let me know. And if I'll put your name up with one of our hearts, whatever your favorite color is, and then you'll get an invitation tomorrow night for the new member welcome party. So I'm going to pick completely at random, like scrolling up and down. And I'm going to stop my mouse. So we've got Marie Cassandra Demerville is winner number one. Oh, actually, watch this. I can show your name up there. Look at that. All right, Marie, you're person number one. And person number two is Amy Holloway. So Amy Holloway is our second winner. And Marie is winner number one. A member of my team will be reaching out to you to get you access to the new client onboarding kit. But congratulations to our winners tonight. But you're all winners for being a part of Bootcamp. You know, whether you decide to enroll or not, I hope that this was a life-changing experience for you. I hope it opened your mind to possibilities and just allowed you to see how private practice, again, is not a job setting, but it's a vehicle to get you where you want to go. So thank you again. Thank you, our panelists, for being on. Thank you, viewers, for watching. And I hope to see everybody in the program.
Wow. Weren't those stories so powerful? I hope that as you listen to their stories, you saw yourself in various aspects of their lives and can see how they've transformed their careers by being in private practice. They took a chance on themselves by joining the START program, and it worked out to give them the future that they needed, whether they were seeking freedom, flexibility, fulfillment, or financial independence. These are the kinds of people that the START Your Private Practice program attracts. So if these are your kinds of people, come join us. And enrollment for the START program is now open. To enroll, just visit privatepracticecourse.com. And you'll get immediate access to the exact same program that Lexi, Asha, and Claire all went through to get set up, started, and seeing their own private clients. Again, that's privatepracticecourse.com. As always, thank you for listening, and please tune in next week for another episode of the Private Practice Success Stories podcast. Till then.
Well, this episode might be over, but we don't have to say goodbye. Head on over to independentclinician.com for resources that will help you at each stage of your private practice journey. If you're on Instagram, let's connect. Follow me and send me a DM. I'm at Independent Clinician. And if you're on Facebook, make sure that you join the SLP and OT Private Practice Beginners Facebook group. All right, off to help more regular SLPs and OTs become successful private practitioners. Let me know if I can help you too.